This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We started yesterday with the real estate, residential real estate, if you'll recall, home sales to be specific. Today, it's commercial real estate and the money to be made therein. Last time you ate at the Olive Garden, assuming you ever have, you probably thought more about the breadsticks than who owns the building, which is fair enough. But today, Darden Restaurants, which owns the Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, and a couple of other chains, said it's going to spin off its real estate into something called a REIT. That's an R-E-I-T, a real estate investment trust, and then lease the properties back. If that sounds like a strange circular kind of logic, well, A, it is, but also B, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is going to walk you through the whys and hows of it.
REITs are everywhere.
You know, REITs are real estate companies.
Michael Gruppe is with the National Association of Real Estate Investment Trusts.
If you work in an office building, for example, there's a good chance that that property is owned by a REIT. If you live in an apartment building, it may very well be owned by a REIT.
And investors tend to like REITs because they have a steady source of income, rents, and they pay lots of that income back to investors.
Investors are not willing to pay as much for the volatile restaurant business, but the real estate is far more predictable, and therefore Darden is able to raise more capital this way.
Susan Wachter is at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. She says it makes sense for Darden to take the money it raises from the REIT, pay down some debt, and then focus on its restaurant business, while letting people who know real estate focus on the properties.
It's the old Adam Smith, specialize, 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 not location, location, location.
McDonald's and Macy's are under pressure to do something similar. Sears is already doing a version of this. John Glasgow at the University of Connecticut thinks they should have done it years ago.
Probably over half the Sears that are out there would already be shut down, and that those properties be something else much more productive. But when they kept them together, it's tempting to say, well, I own the land. It's only costing me opportunity cost. It's not costing me real cash. Let me try one more quarter.
Glasgow says the real estate can wind up subsidizing the bad decisions of the company it's tied to. But separate, each side has to stand on its own. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.